It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. We're celebrating a milestone of having more than 250 downloads of all our episodes. Thank you to our listeners, and please keep spreading the word. This week's website is Witches of the Craft, which can be found at witchesofthecraft.com. It is a regularly updated website that encompasses a wide variety of neo-pagan topics and has many, many resources for, as they put it, witchcraft of the 21st century. The entire site is really a set of WordPress blog posts by people with fanciful use names and someone named Pam. Most of the articles slash posts seem to be written by a person named Lady of the Abyss, and the Contact Us page lists a P.O. box in a tiny town in the extreme western part of Kentucky near Paducah. That town is equally distant from St. Louis, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, and Memphis, Tennessee. Back to the site, though. There are daily posts for Rick Levine's horoscopes, random cards from the Crowley Thoth tarot deck, Futhark runes and witches runes, whatever they are, I Ching, seasonal feng shui tips by Stephanie Dempsey of tarot.com, a daily number, and the current moon phase. Keep in mind, while one of these seems to be updated, they aren't all updated every day as I had hoped. At this point, I have to say that I'm getting tired of scrolling down past the lovely, rather large picture denoting the current season. Every time I navigate to something new. Yeah, wish it wasn't on every single page, but I have a feeling that it is actually part of the nav bar, so we're stuck with scrolling. There is an extensive book of spells, one that is bold enough to include a curse. The requisite neo-pagan calendar, which has all sorts of important days in history, not just celestial events and Celtic holy days. Greek, Roman, Slavic, Anglo-Teutonic, and Norse holidays are included too. I was a teensy bit dismayed when the Witches' History section of the website contained extensive accounts of the Salem witch trials, which have been long proven to have nothing to do with modern neo-paganism, but I digress. The history seems to be lifted directly from a book of some kind. The Witches' Correspondences section is brief, but has pretty pictures and contains a list of meanings of moon phases that I've never seen before, and that is credited to The Spell Book by Angela S. Koenig. There are more entries that date back to June 2016 only, so I don't know if the site is new or if a major redesign recently happened. The most fascinating section, at least to me, is the Magical Substitutions list of herbs. I treasure this part of my regular cookbook and appreciate a straightforward list for herbs and essential oils here on the site. The comments in this section date from June 2014, so I guess a redesign happened in 2016, as at least parts of the site are a little older. The last major section of the site is about the triple goddess and includes poetry, traditional Wiccan ritual, and quotes from one of Gardner's first books, The Meaning of Witchcraft, from 1959. It seems strange to me that the website's author acknowledges Gardner and the Salem witch trials on the same site. They even have a looping GIF of the words, "Never again," on fire on nearly every page of the site. Then again, 1959 is before Doreen Valiente exposed Gardner as a fraud. I hope the authors of this site read modern books that combat the whole Aradia creation of Wicca mythos. Anyway, there are a few more sections, including one called Other WOTC Sites, We Stand as One, Links and Awards, An Opportunity to Give Them Money, the Contact Us page, and interestingly enough, a site disclaimer that basically says don't steal our stuff, and some stuff may belong to other people, and the blog posts are the opinions of the writers, not the website as a whole. It's all very legalese, much more so than I feel the site needs, but these are CYA times we live in. All in all, this is an interesting site that has taken thousands of hours to compile, obviously, and it is worth perusing. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. If you have a suggestion for websites I should review or comments about this or previous shows, please leave a comment on Podbean or email me at revsu@ladywindsong.com. For now, this is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.